Local officials and volunteers commemorated the Haiti earthquake victims at Night of Unity and Hope for Haiti at First Baptist Church in St. Petersburg last night. Some of the volunteers, including Victor Flerner from Disaster International Relief Team, will return to Haiti at the end of the month to bring water filters to the cholera area.
So we put 300 water filters, one in every home. And we took care of the cholera area, the cholera in those three villages. But it's came back in from neighboring villages, so we're going back to put more water filters in. And then while we're there, we're taking reading glasses, positive and negatives, for people that have never seen in their life.
Pastor DM's James Duverlus went back to his home country, Haiti, after the earthquake to help the survivors. The president of Compassion Network International Ministries also wanted to find his mother.
Some of them was injured. Some of them was real bad. Some of them lost their lives. But God gave my mom opportunity to come over here. Even though she's 65, she got all the parts of her body. And I want you to understand, I respect all the survivors, but she's my survivor.
But every time he went back to Haiti on behalf of charity organizations to bring medical supplies and feed the homeless, he felt that he didn't help enough.
It's more corruption in Haiti. You're talking about NGO, government, whatever it is. And the second thing is prostitution. Like, I don't know how many moms and dads we have in the wombs, but there's some places that you drove in Haiti. Right here in the night, you found young men, young women standing on the street, try to sell their body just to make some money to try to survive for one day.
Duverlus realized that the medical supplies, food, and clothes offered by volunteers in the U.S. provide only temporary relief for the Haiti survivors.
Why don't, while we give them a fish, we can teach them how to fish? And that's why we come with this great vision to build 10 training centers in Haiti. The first thing tonight made in my heart, it's it don't need a crowd to start a revival. I don't know if you believe that. And we can feel the revival already start.
Duverlus has other plans to help Haiti recover. He wants to build vocational training centers. His ally is a businessman, Derek Miles.
But my presence here tonight is to help and bring about change in Haiti. The changes I'm talking about is that the people of Haiti need to learn a trade skill, like electrical, plumbing, air conditioning, carpentry, to help rebuild and maintain their own lives. I believe that Haiti people can and will be able to build their own country with my help and other trades help.
For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka reporting from St. Petersburg.